morning, Pop Chasers, and happy October 6th. It is Wednesday, which means we are halfway through the week. I am Allison. I am the host of Pop Chaser, a daily pop culture podcast brought to you by The Dip. Every day, we will go through the biggest headlines in entertainment and pop culture together. We have a lot to get into today. First things first, I am still thinking about The Great British Bake Off, which premiered, I think, 2 weeks ago on Netflix. It is the new season, and I just have to say it's delightful. I know I mentioned this, I believe, right before it premiered, but I caught up on it this weekend. And if you are just looking for mindless yet soothing television, I cannot recommend it enough. It's week to week, too, so it kind of lasts longer. But yeah, I just had to plug it because it just makes me very happy. And I think after watching Squid Game on Netflix, I really needed a palate cleanser, and Great British Bake Off is certainly that. So let's get into the first thing of the day, and that is the Bachelor in Paradise finale. So I feel like we kind of fell off of it a little bit, and I don't mean like me or you, I mean the fans. Everybody I've spoken to felt like we were kind of doing a chore by finishing Bachelor in Paradise this season, which is very interesting because I do think this happens a lot with the Bachelor franchise, not just Paradise, but even The Bachelorette, especially The Bachelor this year. I can't help but feel like all of the fans get kind of bored of it when there's like three, right as we're rounding that corner, like 3 weeks left. And that certainly was the case for Bachelor in Paradise. I do not think it helped them that they converted the last 2 weeks into 3 hour episodes. Sitting through 3 hours of Bachelor in Paradise is really asking a lot from a fan because there's so much happening. And yet at the same time, there's nothing happening. At this point in the show, we know who's going to get engaged and we know who's not going to get engaged. But we also know that those people that don't get engaged very well may be dating after the show. So we saw three couples get engaged last night. We had Joe and Serena, Kenny and Mari, and Marissa and Riley. Do I think that they're going to last? If I had to put my money on it, I would say Kenny and Mari and Marissa and Riley will last. I don't think Serena and Joe will, and here's why. It has nothing to do with the age difference. It has more to do with, I just think that they're at different points in their life. They also don't live remotely close to each other. We have a great piece on The Dip about how Joe and Kendall broke up because he wanted her to live in Chicago and she said she never wanted to live in Chicago. Is the assumption that Serena will just automatically move to Chicago then? I guess on a few podcasts, Serena had said that she would consider moving to Chicago or New York. Joe says he would consider moving to New York too, which certainly makes you wonder what really was going on between him and Kendall if he's open-minded to New York. But I don't know. There's just something about the two of them that doesn't really, I don't hear wedding bells. I just don't. But I hope they're happy. I hope everybody's happy. I know that I'm happy it's over. Also, a couple that's happy is Kaylin and Dean. So we talked about them, I don't know, maybe a month ago at this point, about how Dean was completely dragged for saying that he found Kaylin annoying. But they seemed very happy on Bachelor in Paradise. And I actually read a very interesting article about how he was told by producers, Dean was told by producers that he should propose to Kaylin during their cameo on the show. So I feel like these two are kind of the definition of crunchy, we're going to go our own way, not follow the rules of society, blah, blah, blah. And Dean said on a podcast, Help I Suck at Dating, that producers suggested that he propose to Kaylin just one day before they filmed the episode. He said, quote, I think I can share this. I don't see why I wouldn't be able to. When we were down there, the producers, they pulled me aside and they were like, hey, Dean, you should totally propose to Kaylin on the last day of the show. And I was like, are you serious? You're telling me this like literally the day before we're supposed to go down and film this episode. You know, obviously the producers love a fast proposal. Case in point, Claire and Dale, which we won't get into again. But I feel like we always have like that old couple come down and say how happy they are and then maybe even get married. But Kaylin and Dean, I don't think were the right pick for that. I think we could have gone with Astrid and Kevin, for example. Are they engaged already? I know that they're expecting a baby, which I'm very happy for them. But yeah, good. I mean, good riddance on Bachelor in Paradise. It's over. I think that the couples who I said could last, if I hope this is not offensive, but they just seem like less interesting. And I think the more interesting you are, the more likely you are to break up. But I don't really feel like people are going to like ruin, and by people I mean fans, are going to ruin the relationships of Kenny and Mari and Marissa and Riley. It just doesn't feel like we're that invested in it. So it's like, good, I hope you guys are happy and go on with your life. Okay, so that is Bachelor in Paradise. Of course, Michelle's season begins October 19th. It is on Tuesdays this fall, which will be a nice little shakeup for us. And, you know, we have Dancing with the Stars on Mondays. If you guys aren't watching, I really suggest you do. It's shockingly a very fun season. Britney week was this week. Disney week is next week. Let's all root for Cody Rigsby if you're a Peloton rider. And if you're not, just like maybe blindly root for him. And Kenny Moore, I think she's fantastic on the show. And I have a secret. Olivia Jade is actually really good. Like, of Lori Loughlin's daughter in the college admission scandal. I don't know why I'm whispering. You can just turn up the volume. Okay, moving on to the next bit of news. Hello, it's Adele. So there have been billboards popping up all over the country of just the number 30. Of course, we know this is the signature of Adele's album titles. She has famously only released titles with numbers. She had 19, she had 21, she had 25, and now everybody is anticipating that she has an album called 30. And that seemed to be confirmed on Tuesday. Today is Wednesday. On Tuesday, when she released a teaser of a new single coming out on October 15th, it is called Easy on Me. And I have to be honest, the clip gives little to nothing away. There's not even words. But it is coming. And of course, I feel like, you know, when you get a single, then you later get an album release. I'm very ready. I feel like we've been waiting for this. And Adele is such a fall vibe. Her and Taylor Swift, I feel like, are fall vibes. And we know that Taylor is releasing Red. So I think we're all ready, Adele. Whenever you are, just hit that upload button and we'll all be listening. But yes, Easy on Me is coming out October 15th. So much is happening on October 15th, you guys. You season 3 comes out October 15th. Adele's new single comes out October 15th. Whew, it's a lot. It's a lot. But the biggest thing that I was actually most excited about was to see that Forbes.com was theorizing that Adele may be about to announce a residency in Las Vegas. So she has plenty to choose from when it comes to a residency. It would be a completely different type of residency as like Britney Spears, for example. But I mean, come on, you guys, this would sell out in a heartbeat. I will fly to Vegas tomorrow. My biggest regret in life is not seeing Adele at Radio City Music Hall. Had the opportunity and I slept on it. And that's something that's going to haunt me forever. Just know that. According to Forbes, though, Adele has been in conversation about setting up a residency for some time now, and it's down to two possible venues. So Billboard reports that the Park Theater at the Park MGM Las Vegas and the Coliseum at Caesars Palace are both in the running. They approximately sit 7,000 people, so this would be an incredible experience if it happens and you're able to go. I feel like with the new album just on the horizon, what better way to finish up 2021 and start 2022 with a residency? I feel it in my bones, and I will not miss this opportunity, because as we learned from The Office via Michael Scott, via Wayne Gretzky, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So don't sleep on Adele. I can't believe I just said that, because who's been sleeping on Adele? I feel like Adele's been sleeping on us, but she's been working on stuff. And keep in mind, I'm not trying to take tragedy and turn it into art, but this is the divorce album. Okay. I'm just going to put it out there. We've been waiting for this one. She got a divorce from her husband she filed for in 2019 and it was finalized in 2021. So you know that she's been going through a lot emotionally. And again, I don't want to take trauma and just say like, it's going to make it great, but isn't it though? Don't we want our Adele music to be raw and emotion filled and just make you feel all the feels in the fall season? I know I do. I do. Okay. The last bit of news that we need to discuss is the Sex and the City revival is coming in 2 months. You guys, you heard that right. Do not adjust your audio. Sarah Jessica Parker revealed on Tuesday that, and just like that, the name of the Sex and the City revival will premiere in December. They're still filming. So I don't know who is working that turnaround time in the edit room, but God bless them. If they're skipping Thanksgiving for us, like, we appreciate it. It's very appreciated. I just can't believe that we're getting it this soon. I was expecting this not to happen until like fall of 2022. So the fact that we're getting, I think it's because you don't want to lose the excitement. We're all so hyped about this show. We need to see what happens. And everyone's going to kind of lose interest if it doesn't come out until the next year. So the fact that we're getting it in December is very exciting. December is really shaping up to be quite the month. I finally put in my calendar that that's why it would be called December 22nd. Emily in Paris season 2 is coming out. We've got Sex and the City. I want you to all keep in mind that Patricia Field, who does all of the Sex and the City costumes, actually did not work on the And Just Like That series because she was working on Emily in Paris season 2. She chose Emily. She went to Paris is what I'm trying to say. Patricia Fields went to Paris. Don't be the girl that doesn't go to Paris. That's what they always say. So, okay, December is Sex and the City. It's Emily in Paris. It's just Darren Star-centric. It's going to be fantastic. What a way to end 2021. Oh, guys, that's it for today. I know there's so much. I do want to just plug, we have an event tonight. If you are a Riverdale fan, we are hosting an event on Twitter Spaces with Evan Kyle, who is a writer on Riverdale, and No Context RVD's Macy Jones, as well as somebody from The Dip, a Dip correspondent, who will be discussing the big finale tonight. It'll take place on Twitter Spaces. Just go to The Dip's Twitter at 9 p.m. Eastern time. And then following that, we will head over to thedip.com and have a live chat with Evan and Macy. You can ask all of your questions, get all of your answers out there, and theorize, talk about ships, whatever it is that you want to talk about if you're a Riverdale fan. It's all happening on thedip.com. The one thing you need to know is if you want to participate in that conversation, you have to be a Dip subscriber. How do you become a Dip subscriber? It's easy. I say it every single day. Join The Dip and use the promo code POPCHASER for 50% off your annual subscription. It will cut it down in half. You will be able to ask all of your questions. You will be able to comment. You will be able to unlock premium content that not everybody gets, you guys. There are secrets happening on this website that you're going to want to see. So use promo code POPCHASER for 50% off. You won't want to miss it. I'll be there. Evan will be there. Macy will be there. A ton of people from The Dip, perhaps some friends of the pod. I don't want to give it away, but you can bet you'll see them. And that is it. We will get into Beverly Hills tomorrow. I cannot wait. The finale is today. And yeah, that's it. I hope everybody has a fantastic rest of your day. Happy Wednesday. And until tomorrow, cheers.